So great to be learning together. Sharei Raz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. This week we're going to talk about the importance of wearing special clothes for Shabbat. And this week we were covering this in our daily halakha segments that we send out. But I want to share two stories from Rav Soloveitchik in this regard that are very, very worthwhile to know. One is that a story of a gentleman that told Rav Soloveitchik that he wanted to visit him and come back for his shiur in the afternoon. The only thing is he's not going to be able to wear his jacket. It was in the middle of the summer and it was burning hot that day and he had a long way to walk. And he told Rav Soloveitchik, I'm going to come to this shiur in the afternoon, but I'm just not going to be able to wear my jacket. So Soloveitchik said, if that's the case, it's better that you not come to the shiur. He'd rather have him miss the shiur than have him walking around publicly on Shabbat without a jacket, even on a burning hot day, which is quite the story. It really says a lot. I know Rav Willig from YU loves to tell that story for good reason. And unfortunately, sometimes in our community, we're a little lax on that. And that's something that really very much needs addressing. It's very, very important to be wearing clothing, especially for Shabbat. Now, here's another one, another point that we quoted in the halakha recording, that one should wear special clothes for, he should have clothes that are set aside specifically for Shabbat. And Rav Soloveitchik actually was a story that happened to him when he was much, much older and he was quite sick. And it was very difficult even for him to get dressed. It was quite the effort for him to come down to New York from Boston to give his shiur at Yeshiva University. But it was an ordeal for him, but he still did it. He was very determined. He was very determined and with to overcome his illnesses that beset him when he was older. And just one story that occurred with him was once he was like about 82, and the shamash, the assistant, spilled some coffee on him, and he was beside himself. The shamash, and Rav Soloveitchik said, "It's not your fault. Don't worry about it. I deserved it. It's because he was wearing a suit. Normally, Rav Soloveitchik would reserve his suits for Shabbat, and during the week he would wear a jacket and pants." And he by mistake put on the suit, and since it was such an ordeal for him just to get dressed, he didn't want to take off the suit and put on the slacks and jacket. Instead, he mistakenly put on this Shabbat suit, which was reserved for Shabbat use. It was an ordeal for him to get to change. So he let it go, but he said he deserved the hot coffee falling on the suit because he felt it was unbelievable that it was an onesh min hashamayim, that was a punishment from Hashem that he should have changed despite the difficulty to make sure that the suit would be used only on Shabbat and not during the week, which is really quite a statement. It's quite a story, and I had a funny follow up story with that. And I know that Rabbanim will say also that you should have a special suit for a wedding, special wedding suit, even better than quality than your Yom Tov and Shabbat suit. And one time my suit was not ready for Yom Tov. So I wore my wedding suit, and on the way back from it was on Rosh Hashanah, on the way back from the from walking from the Beit Knesset that Rosh Hashanah night, or actually on the way to walking to the Beit Knesset that night, I think this was around 2002, a bird attacked me, and left some droppings, you'll forgive me, and on my suit, dirtied my suit, and I said, same thing happened to me. It's a sign from Hashem that I did wrong. I should have worn the special. I should have saved that wedding suit for weddings and not worn it on Yom Tov. So, but the bottom line is very important to wear special clothing for Shabbat, and even better for Yom Tov, and even a special one for extra special for a wedding. Wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and bryut.